This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim haba and welcome everyone to a special event this evening in honor of the new Sefer that just came out on the Haggadah, published by Art Scroll, Haggadah Shel Pesach Maggid HaRakia. Thank you everybody for joining us this evening. I want to thank tonight's host, Chazak. I want to thank Rav Ilan Meirav of Chazak, Rav Yaniv Meirav. I want to thank Rabbi Aboff for hosting tonight's events. Whatever you could do to support Chazak, especially in their initiative of enrolling public school students into yeshiva, it would be a great zechus for you and your family. Please consider generously supporting Chazak. I want to thank tonight's sponsor, Chickens for Shabbos. Please go to the Yad Eliezer site and hit the icon for Agunos Grushos Melamdim, and you could support those in Klal Yisrael who need it most. Without our Melamdim, then we don't even have a next generation. So thank you for tonight's hosts. Thank you very much to tonight's sponsor. And to purchase your new Haggadah of Daniel Gladstein on the Haggadah, then please go to artscroll.com or go to better Sfarim stores near you where this Sefer is currently available. So I received a call this morning, and the question was, we already have the Sefer in Lashon HaKodesh, Maggid HaRakia, on Nisan, Pesach, Haggadah Shel Pesach. Is there any difference between the Lashon HaKodesh Sefer and the English Sefer? So it's interesting and a very important question. Actually, the Sefer on Pesach in Lashon HaKodesh was published in Tavshin Pei. So this is 3 years later. So whatever new ideas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us will appear in the English edition that did not make it to the Lashon Kodesh edition. But in general, just to explain, fundamentally the Sfarim are very different. The Hebrew Sefer is written as Ma'amarim. So it's long essays, in-depth essays, and the subject matter is Nisan, Pesach, and Haggadah Shel Pesach. So there are Ma'amarim on the importance of each day of Nisan, there are Ma'amarim on whether you say, the reason we don't say Tachnan, the whole month of Nisan, there are Ma'amarim on the significance of Berchas Ilanois, there are Ma'amarim on the Haggadah, on Pesach in general, on Shvi Shel Pesach, on Kriyas Yamsuf, on Achron Shel Pesach. But the English edition, published by Art Scroll, is a Sefer on the Haggadah. So fundamentally, the Sfarim are very different. And since it's a Sefer on the Haggadah, the pieces are somewhat shorter. Now, there are introductory essays in the beginning of the Sefer, and there are closing essays at the end of the Sefer. But the essays on the Haggadah itself are briefer in order to facilitate making use of them in the course of recitation of the Haggadah. So even the information that is similar in the English as in the Hebrew is presented differently in English. It's presented more concisely. I want to thank my dear friend, Dr. Chaim Moller, who helped me prepare the manuscript of this work. And he worked very diligently, working off some of the shiurim and personal discussion. And he really put in tremendous amelos and mesilas nefesh. So we thank Rav Chaim Moller for all of his hard work and for having a very important chelek in producing this work. I want to thank my dear friends, Rav Aaron Subar, who sends out the emails for all of the shiurim. If anybody wants to get Marim HaKoymos for any of the shiurim, please contact us at office@rabbidg.com. And Rav Aaron Subar will be very happy to share with you the source sheets, and Hashem should bless him for all of his mesiras nefesh and hard work. I want to thank my friend Dr. Gedalia Schwartz, who mans all the WhatsApp groups. Aside from over the years getting many svarim that were necessary for the shiurim, Rav Gedalia mans many, many WhatsApp groups. WhatsApp groups for the Parsha shiurim, for the Mishnayah Shurim, for the Mishnah Berurah Shurim, for the Torah Illuminated series. Torah Illuminated series is a brand new series where the clips are illuminated with all kinds of graphics and video editing. So please check that out. And Rabbi Gedalia sends out the recordings to viewers and audience around the world. I want to thank my dear friend, Rabbi Moshe Morgenstern, who has updated our site, rabbidg.com, and he has really contributed tremendously to the quality of our new site. So we thank him for his efforts, and we wish all those who help us out bracha v'atzlacha. I want to thank my friend, Rabbi Chaim Zeman, for promoting the Shirim on various venues and platforms. And we're continuously working to try to spread the Dvar Hashem as much as possible. We thank all those who are mishtatif in our efforts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishalem Secharcha. So, aside from the difference in the fundamental nature of these two Svarim, I want to share with you some insights that made it into the English Sefer that were not around in the times of the Lashon Kodesh Sefer. Actually, one of them was such a late edition, it came and was printed as the Sefer was being published. There's a very well-known question of Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, regarding what is unique about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. After all, the Haggadah itself includes the teaching of Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Reb Elazar ben Azariah said, "I'm Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Hare ani kven shivim shana, v'loi zachisi shateyamar Yetzias Mitzrayim, ba'leilois ad shedrasha ben zayma." Reb Elazar ben Azariah teaches that every single night of the year, one is obligated to remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then the question is, if every single night of the year one is obligated to remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what is significant and what is special about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder? Every single night of the year we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moreover, why would the Haggadah even include the teaching of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that every night of the year we are obligated to remember and imagine, to remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim? How is that relevant to the mitzvah of Haggadah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder? This is the question of Reb Chaim Brisker. And Reb Chaim, and it's quoted in the Sefer Emek Bracha, in the name of the Brisker Rav, Reb Chaim said that there are three fundamental differences between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder, and the nightly mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says Reb Chaim, every night of the year, you just have to remember and mention the story. The night of the Seder, there's a special format with which you have to remember the events. That format is question and answer. Manishtana avadim hayinu, ki yishalcha bincha, and you're going to answer him lemar ba'avorza. In other words, it must be in a question and an answer format. That is one unique facet of the mitzvah of Zechiras, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder. Then, another difference is every other night of the year, you just have to mention the facts. Hashem took us out of Egypt. However, the night of the Seder, you have to say the whole story from beginning to end. Maschil b'gnus, u'mesayim b'shvach. So it's not enough just to tell the story. You have to start from the beginning and you have to go to the very end. By the way, there's an interesting insight I saw recently from the Vilna Gaon. Why is it so critical to be maschil b'gnus, u'mesayim b'shvach? Just say Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why do we have to go back to the very beginning that we were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, we were idolaters? What is the purpose of that? What is the function of that? And the Vilna Gaon says, well, the night of the Seder, we have to display and recognize that we're grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Egypt. But what does it mean, taking us out of Egypt? There were two dimensions of galus. There was a physical galus, a galus haguf, and there was a spiritual galus. There was a galus hanefesh. So therefore, in order to properly fulfill Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not enough just to talk about the bondage and the subjugation and the slavery, but we also have to talk about the spiritual bondage, namely, that mitchila oivdei avodah zarah hayu avoseinu. So again, that is the second unique facet of Zechiras, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder. And then thirdly, Reb Chaim would say, every other night of the year, it's enough just to say the story, but the night of the Seder, we have to expound upon the reason for the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Marah. And Reb Chaim would say this is the very structure of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It starts off that really Reb Elazar ben Azariah says there's a mitzvah every single night. So in that case, what is unique about Seder night? And the answer is number one, Manishtana Avodah Mayinu, question and answer. Number two, Maschil Begnosu Masayim Beshvach. We have to begin with the disparagement and end with the praise. And number three, we're doyresh, the reason for the mitzvahs, Rem Gamliel Hoya Omer, Kol Shalai Omer, Shloisha Dvarim Elu, BaPesach. And humbly, we can suggest perhaps there are other answers to this question of Reb Chaim Brisker, namely, what is unique about the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder. In past years, and in the Hebrew Sefer, we bring that even though the Sefer HaTishbi writes that the source of the word Haggadah is the Pasuk V'higadah Talabincha Bayemahu Leymar, nevertheless, that is not unanimously held. Because the Avudraham says the word Haggadah comes from the Pasuk of Mikra Bikurim of Higadati Hayoim Lashem Elokecha Kivasi El Haaretz, which the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel translates Higadati V'Oidinan, I thank you. In other words, we're now learning that the mitzvah of Haggadah, of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is fundamentally different than the mitzvah of Zechira. Zechira is merely to remember the events and to remember the details. But there's a special mitzvah the night of the Seder to display gratitude, to express gratitude, to feel gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haggadah, higadati means ve'oidinan. The word Haggadah means gratitude. That's a fundamentally different fulfillment of a mitzvah and maisa mitzvah than just zechira. Every other night of the year, it's remember. The night of the Seder, it's Haggadah. Haggadah means gratitude. But then I discovered that there are other definitions of the word Haggadah. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Shem Ishmuel, he brings, in the name of his illustrious father, the Avnei Nezer, that on the Pasuk, V'higadata l'bincha b'yemahu leymar, Usechave levrach b'yemahu, Usechave, meaning to demonstrate, to display, to show. It doesn't mean to relate, to narrate. One is required to display, to show, to reenact. We use the items that they used when they left Mitzrayim, Pesach, Matzah, and Marar. Words alone are not enough. It's important to usechave, to display. It's interesting that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once said that's the meaning of Magid Devarav LeYaakov Chukav UMishvatav LeYisrael Lo Yasachin L'Chol Goy. That other nations of the world, they merely give over the facts, the dry, hard, cold facts. But the Klal Yisrael, Usechave, we have to demonstrate, we have to show. This, I believe, would be an answer to Reb Chaim's question. What's the difference between the nightly mitzvah of Zechira and the mitzvah of the night of the Seder? The answer is every other night of the year, it's enough to remember, it's enough merely to be Zoicher. But the night of Pesach, there is no mitzvah to remember. The mitzvah is Usechave, to display, to show, to demonstrate. This is the approach that we could offer based on the comments of Shem Ishmuel. And then as the Sefer was going to print, and I was learning Parshas Boy, on the Pasuk before, V'higadata l'bincha b'yemahu leymar, Rashi says an incredible interpretation. Rashi says, Milamedcha, this teaches you, Shetiftach loyata, that you should initiate to him b'divrei Haggadah, with words of Haggadah, ha-moshchen as-halev, that draw the heart. Now I'll tell you the truth, I've seen this Rashi many times, and it never hit me, it never occurred to me, the import of what Rashi is telling us. Rashi is telling us that the mitzvah of Haggadah, the mitzvah is not to say the story, the mitzvah is not to relate the events. The Rashi is saying, you need to open up for the child, b'divrei Haggadah ha-moshchen as-halev. You know, why is Agada to Gemara called Agada? The Gemara in Shabbos says on the Pasuk Vayaged Moshe that Moshe taught Klal Yisrael and gave over to Klal Yisrael Divrei Agada HaMoshchenes HaLev. Agada is a language of drawing, pulling. The purpose of Agadata is it draws the heart. It draws on the heartstrings of the audience, of the listener. And therefore, the night of the Seder, there's no regular mitzvah of Zechira merely to remember the events. The mitzvah is to draw on the hearts of the children, to pull on their hearts, to initiate, to open like we have the concept, good aches, good asik. Let's say you have a wall, and it doesn't extend all the way up, and it doesn't extend all the way down. So you say good asik, good aches. You, through a principle of Talmudic analysis, you extend the wall upward or downward. Likewise, the mitzvah of Haggadah is to draw on the heartstrings of the child, to pull on his heart. This perhaps would answer Reb Chaim's question. Reb Chaim wanted to know, what is the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night of the year and the mitzvah of Leil Seder? The answer is, there is no mitzvah to remember the night of the Seder. The mitzvah is to draw the hearts of the children to the mitzvah, the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So these are two ideas that are not mentioned in the Sefer in Lashon HaKodesh. So, I'll tell you a little secret. We have many essays of substantial size, but I wanted to put in something brief. So I put in a few shorter ideas. One of them appears on Halach Ma'anya, and I'll let you take a look at that particular idea. But we put in a short idea on the Manishtana, and I'm going to share with you what that is. But first, I want to again thank the sponsor of tonight's evening, Chickens for Shabbos. Please go to the Yad Eliezer site, hit the icon for Almanois, Grushois, Malamdim, and support those in Klal Yisrael who need it the most. You know, it's very important. This time of the year, we have the mitzvah of Mo'ez Chitim. And the question is, you know, by every Yom Tov, the Rambam says that if somebody is just misameach with their own family and does not try to bring joy to others, that's not Simchas Yom Tov, that's indulgence. That's just a person indulging their own desires. So what is unique about the mitzvah of Ma'is Chitim that it exists only for the Yom Tov of Pesach? And there's an important idea that Rav Shlomo Kluger says that, well, we commit ourselves in the Seder to feed the hungry. We say, kol dichven yeseh ve'yechal. But what kind of commitment is that? What kind of promise is that? What kind of gesture is that? It's an empty gesture. The doors are locked. The windows are shuttered. So how can we say, kol dichven yeseh ve'yechal? The answer is, the only way we could address that is by giving ma'os chitim before Pesach. This way we ensure that all the poor have food for the Yom Tov of Pesach. And if they no longer have resources when it comes Pesach time, we've sort of discharged our own obligation. I once heard from Rav Shlomo Warman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that the mitzvah of Ma'is Chitim is actually a dimension of the mitzvah of Matzah, because you could ask, what is the mitzvah of Ma'is Chitim doing in Hilchos Pesach? Isn't it a mitzvah of Tzedakah? So shouldn't it be in Hilchos Tzedakah, in Yaradeya? It's interesting, the Gra is reputed to have said, the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Toicha Matzois, eat Matzois for 7 days. Matzois Yeocheil Eis Shivas HaYomim. Matzois should be eaten for 7 days. The first time that it says you should eat Matzois, it says, Shivas Yomim Toicha Matzois, the word Matzois is spelled Chasar, missing a Vav. The second time when it says matzos ye achel, you should ensure that matzos be eaten, is spelled male with a vav. And the Gra explained as follows. When it comes to your personal obligation to eat matzah, then you eat matzah. And whatever the shear is, you should eat that shear. However, when it comes to ensuring that other people eat matzos, matzos ye achel, e shivas hayomim, their matzos is spelled male, to indicate that when it comes to feeding matzos to others, then one has to do so with great generosity and to make sure that you do with a lot of nedivos. Now, the mitzvah of Ma'is Chitim is very important, and therefore please, again, go to the Yad Eliezer site and hit the icon for Agunois, Grushois, and Melamdim. I want to talk about the Manashtana. Manashtana is probably the highlight of the Seder, and it's very important to us that the children ask questions. We engage in so many unusual practices in order to elicit questions from the children. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva would distribute treats on Erev Pesach to keep the children awake. The Gemara says that we grab matzos from the children to get the children to ask. Rashi interprets chaytz fin matzah, we raise the ka'ara, or we eat expeditiously. And the children ask four very detailed questions. Why do we eat matzah? Why do we eat marar? Why do we lean? Why do we dip? And the question is, we don't really answer them. I mean, maybe Rav Gamliel explains the reason for a matzah, but and maybe marar, but we never come back to why we dip or why we lean. And Rav Moshe Shapiro brings an amazing remez from the Ramah Mipano, and he brings that the word matzah has a gematria of 135. And it's interesting. The chacham of the four sons, the chacham asks, Maha idos dahachukim hamishbatim. The rasha asks, Maha avoida hazois lachem. The tam asks, Mazois. So, ma. Now, the sheni yodei alishol, he doesn't ask anything. So 45 times 3 is 135. Matzah. In other words, the Arizal taught, the Ramah Mipano taught, that matzah is the answer to the questions of the sons. Ma. 135, that's gematria. Matzah. Matzah is the answer to the question. Merely by eating the matzah, that imbues us with the emunah that is necessary. While before we may have had questions, by eating the matzah of emunah, then the questions dissipate. As a Chafetz Chaim would quip, mit emunah is kein kushus nitta. With emunah, there are no questions. On emunah is kein teres nitta. Without emunah, there are no answers. So this is a beautiful thought that is brought in the English, the New English Haggadah. Then I want to take you to the end of the Haggadah, to Nirtza. And, you know, it always bothered me, what exactly is Nirtza? Why do we have Nirtza? What is the purpose of Nirtza? We have all these piyutim and all these songs. What is it? Why is it part of the corpus of the Haggadah? What is its objective in the night of the Seder? And perhaps we could offer the following suggestion. We know that matzah is called lechamoni. And in this humble Haggadah, we explain many different perushim in lechamoni. Rashi in Psachim Daf Lamed Vav says, lechem sha'oinim alav varam harbe. Bread you speak a lot about, namely matzah and bread that you speak a lot about. What do you say? The Haggadah and Hallel. And we explained that this might be a reason why women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it's a mitzvah, Shazman Grama, but perhaps because it is a chelek of the mitzvah of matzah, and women are chayiv in matzah, therefore they're also chayiv in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we brought another perush, that Lechem Oini may be the source, the Ar Sameach says, of why we have to say the parsha of Mikra Bikurim, the night of the Seder, because it's Lechem Oini, lechem that you say Aniyah over. What parsha of Aniyah is there? The parsha of Mikra Bikurim, where it says Ve'anisa Ve'amarta, Ve'anisa Ve'amarta. However, we suggest, by quoting the Ritva, there might be another Perush in the words Lechem Oini. The Ritva cites a Medrash that we have to say the Mikra Bikurim parsha with song. Not just to say it, because Va'anisa refers to song, like it says, Vata'an Lohem Miriam Shiru Lashem. Now we no longer have this medrash, but we could trust the words of the Ritva. who's preserved the comments of this Medrash for posterity. Now, Reb Chaim Knievsky understands the Medrash, that the Parsha Mikra Bikurim has to be leaned. However, the Megadim Chadashim points out that if we learn it out from Vata'an Lohem Miriam, Miriam didn't sing the Shira with the trup. Reb Chaim Knievsky says, well, the Parsha Mikra Bikurim has to be said with trup. However, simply, Miriam didn't sing the Shira with trup. She sang it as a song. And therefore, simply, if the Ritva is saying we have to say Mikra Bikurim with song, it means with a tune, a song, not trup. In that case, perhaps we understand a new reason for the chelek of Rachtza in the Haggadah. Namely, since it says about matzah, it's lechem she'oinim alav dvarim harbe, bread that you speak about a lot, and aniya refers to song, so perhaps we do not fulfill our obligation of lechem oini until we sing over the matzah. So therefore we end off the Seder with many, many piyutim, and that is a fulfillment of lechem oini, or lechem that you sing about. Now I want to share with you one little addition that we added to this Haggadah Shel Pesach, which, with the help of Hashem, I hope, is Oila al Shulchan Melachim. And that is, we bring an idea, and this we spoke about many times in the past, how the 10 Makos upheld and authenticated the 10 statements with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And we brought from Rav David Kohen that the fifth statement of creation, which was Tadshe Ha'aretz Desha Esev Mazria Zera Eitz Peri Oisa Peri Laminai. And just like when Hashem created the fruit trees did not quite listen. It wasn't Eitz Peri Oisa Peri, but it was rather they did Eitz Oisa Peri. The locusts similarly did not listen to Hashem, and while the locusts were directed, V'achal es kol ha'etz hatzameach, but instead of eating the tree, it says V'ayuch es kol pri ha'etz. But an amazing symmetry that occurred to me during the course of the year, before this Haggadah went to print, after already the Hebrew was printed, is Barad. The Barad corresponds to the sixth statement of creation. The pasuk of Barad corresponds to the creation of Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia. Now it's interesting, the Rakia was the creation of Shamayim. Shamayim is fire and water. Now Rashi says about the Barad, it was Nes B'toch Nes, it was Eish Misakachas B'soich HaBarad, fire burning within the Barad. So the same way there was fire and water together in the Barad, why did that have to be? Why did Hashem have to make a Nes B'toich Nes? What was the tachlis of making a Nes B'toich Nes? The answer is, in order to uphold the statement of creation of Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia, which was the creation of Shamayim, and the Shamayim is Eish Umayim, so in order to uphold that and authenticate that and verify that, the Barad had the exact same wondrous phenomenon as the creation of Shamayim, which was Eish Umayim. And finally, in the chapter at the end of the Sefer, we have a wondrous mamar called The Birth of the Jewish People. And we discuss how many mitzvahs are performed the night of the Seder. So the Avodraham says the pasuk Ba'avor Zeh Asa Hashem Li Zeh's Gematria 12. On account of the 12 mitzvahs that we perform the night of the Seder, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. What are they? The four cups of wine, Charoises, Karpas, Netilas Yadayim for Karpas and then for Matzah, Hamoitzi, Matzah, Maror, and Koirich. And the Chidah asked, well, it seems like the Avodraham forgot the most important mitzvah. The mitzvah mentioned by that very pasuk, V'higadot al-ben chabayim ha'olemar. And the Chidah answers that the the Avot Yom was only counting mitzvahs ma'isiyos, mitzvahs performed with action. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is dibur. We're not counting the mitzvahs that were performed with dibur. And then the question is, and if we would count all the mitzvahs that are performed with dibur, how many mitzvahs would there be the night of the Seder? And Rav Shlomo Brevda writes that there was a Rebbe in the city of Mir who quotes Rebbe Elchanan, who had a tradition from the Vilna Gaon, that if you would count all the mitzvahs that we performed the night of the Seder, including Dibur, we would arrive at 64 mitzvahs the night of the Seder. But recently, I came across a kuntras called Mitzvahs Bilel HaSeder, written by Rav Shmuel Haminer, in which he compiled all the mitzvahs and merits one can amass the night of the Seder. And the number of mitzvahs Rav Shmuel Haminer lists, it's a staggering number, 168. What an incredible opportunity the night of the Seder is. 168 mitzvahs. More mitzvahs than Rosh Hashanah, more mitzvahs than Yom Kippur, more mitzvahs than any other night of the year. So, Ashreinu, Ma Toiv Chalkeinu, Ma Amnom Garolenu, Uma Yafa Yerushaseinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this wondrous evening. And I thank all of you for joining us. These ideas can be found in the new Haggadah, Haggadah Shel Pesach Magid Rakia. This is available at artscroll.com. You could get the Hebrew Sefer on our site, rabbidg.com. I want to thank Chazak, Rav Ilan Meirav, Rav Yaniv Meirav, Rabbi Aboff for hosting tonight's event. I want to thank Chickens for Shabbos. Please, again, go to the Yad Eliezer site. Even if you could give a Davar Muad, a small amount, a very generous amount, it will be a zechus for you and your entire family. And again, the new Haggadah is available at artscroll.com, or you could get the Hebrew Ma'amorim on Chodesh Nisan on our site, rabbidg.com. I thank you all for joining us. I wish you all a Chag Kosher v'Sameach, Bracha v'Hatzlacha. Thousands of classic and illuminating Haggadahs have been published throughout the ages, and yet there is still room to open up new vistas of understanding on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Did you ever wonder, is there any significance to the precise number of words on the Haggadah? Why do some Tanaim only appear at the beginning of the Haggadah and are absent in the beginning of the Haggadah? Where's Rabban Gamliel at that historic Seder in Bnei Brak, and why does he only return at the end of the Haggadah? Why in the beginning of the Haggadah does it give the reason for matzah to remember the bread we ate while we were enslaved, and in the end of the Haggadah it gives a completely different reason? Why would the Haggadah begin L'shana Haba Ba'arad Yisrael and end L'shana Haba Yerushalayim? How is that thematic to Haggadah Shel Pesach? All of these questions and more you will find Be'ezus Hashem new insight in the new Haggadah published by Art Scroll. B'siyata D'shmaya, we hope you enjoy.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.